starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Oh, me.
My shot.
Just a minute. Let him measure. 9, 2, 8.
Jeff shot. He's close.
He is not.
8 against
9. I'm close.
You pushed my marble.
You want to play or you want to fight?
Okay.
Thanks, Lassie.
What's the big idea?
I can't help it if it hit my hand.
It was rolling out and you stopped it.
I did not.
You did so.
It's not out of the circle.
What are you beefing about? I lost 2 Aggies in an Emmy.
I could beat you guys any time if you shoot fair.
You saying I cheat?
You're not getting this one. It's still in the circle.
Take your hand off or I'll knock it off.
Oh, yeah, I dare you.
Higgy, your mother's ready to leave.
Thanks, Mrs. Miller. Okay, keep the old marble. Taking the ones that belong to me.
I'm seeing that you do.
Last time I'm playing with you guys.
Suits me. And if I never see you again, it's okay, too.
If you don't want to see me, then keep out of places where you don't belong. Like the father and son party at the church. You got no right there. You got no father. You're nothing but a mama's boy.
Go on, beat it. You're the biggest group I ever saw in my life.
You like playing?
No.
How about fishing? If you want to go now, it's okay with me.
I can eat later.
No.
Don't pay no attention to that guy. He's goofy.
Maybe I shouldn't go to the party.
Don't be a dope. It's for fathers and sons, not just sons.
So who cares if it's for grandfathers?
I'm not sure I want to go anyway.
Is it on account of you haven't got a father?
Sorta.
So what? Who cares? Higgy, he's a drip.
Yeah, I know, but all the other kids got fathers. I don't.
I'm telling you, nobody cares. It don't matter.
Maybe not to you, but it does to me. There's a lot.
You know, Ellen, I believe I'm taking on a little weight.
Well, there's one answer to that.
Yep, stop eating so much.
Right.
Your cooking is too good.
Looks like Jeff doesn't agree with you.
I'm not hungry, Mom.
How many apples?
Do I always have to talk?
Why, Jeff, we don't bark at each other in this house.
I'm sorry, Gramps.
That's all right.
Mom, can I skip doing the dishes tonight?
Why?
No reason.
I'll do. It'll give me a chance to work off some of this food I've packed away.
Thanks, Gramps. Can I be excused?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's get into him?
I don't know.
You know, if I acted that way when I was a boy, my mother'd say, spring vapors. And she'd give me a big dose of sulfur molasses.
Jeff's not sick. Something's bothering him.
Oh, the trouble is you fret about the boy too much.
Uh-huh. Who offered to wipe the dishes for him?
Look, that's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, no, of course not. Nothing at all.
Well, whatever it is, it'll work out.
Oh, I'm sure it will, but there's no need for him to be unhappy until it does work out. At least, not if I can help him.
You go on. I'll do all the dishes.
Come in. Hi, Mom.
A little early for bed, isn't it?
I was kind of tired.
Fine. Then you'll get a good night's sleep. In you go. Got problems, son?
Sort of.
Serious?
Not too.
Sometimes it helps to talk them out.
I guess so.
Afraid I wouldn't understand?
It's not that.
What then?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, some things you just don't want to talk about. I know.
That's right.
Sweetheart, everybody's entitled to his own private thoughts. Don't ever worry about keeping a secret from me. I know you'll tell me what you think I should know.
Sure, Mom.
Sleep well, dear. One of the nicest things about mothers is that they're generally around if you want them.
Good night, Mom. Thanks.
Good night.
When we get done, it'll be a beaut. But do you think it'll be a wagon?
Why shouldn't it be?
I don't know. It looks kind of lopsided.
If you'd hold it still, I could nail it better.
Boy, you're sure crabby today.
You know something?
What?
I'm not going to the father and son's party.
Why not?
You know why not.
Don't be a dope. You can go with your Gramps, can't you?
Oh, sure. Gramps would do swell in a three-legged race.
Good as my pop.
Higgy's father used to play football in college. And he can run fast, too.
Higgy's still a drip.
Well, I'm not going.
Told Higgy to work.
Who cares?
You caring. Am I caring?
Jeff, you gotta go. How can I go? Even if I did go with Gramps, everybody knows he's not my father.
All I know is you gotta go.
All right. But I'm not promising. Maybe. Maybe I'll go.
Ow!
I'm sorry.
Good thing I ain't in a rush to get them feeders whitewashed.
Huh?
If ever I saw a picture of speed, you ain't it. What you dreaming about?
Oh, nothing.
Well, when you get them finished and they dry, I'll help you set them back up, huh?
Okay.
Along all right?
I guess so.
Need some help? I'm a pretty good painter.
No, thanks.
You still got the glooms?
Sort of.
Too nice a day for that.
Yeah.
I've got a good idea. You finish your chores, and then the two of us will drive into town.
All right.
Seems to me that I heard something said about a keen new baseball glove at Jennings' store. How would you like to go and buy it when we go to town?
Okay.
Well, I'll call you when I'm ready.
Mom?
Yes?
Gramps is real nice. And he always does things for me, even when he doesn't feel like it.
Yes?
It doesn't seem right to make him go through a lot of trouble just on account of me.
Why, he enjoys doing things for you.
Not everything.
Well, I can't very well answer that until I know what you have in mind.
Well, the party Friday night at the church. Gramps wouldn't have a good time. He's only going because of me. I don't care about it. Honest, I don't. I'd rather not go.
Is that all you've been worrying about?
Oh, gosh, Mom, I wouldn't want to have Gramps come and not have any fun. I'd rather not go.
Oh, you silly goose. He doesn't mind a bit.
I'd still rather not go.
Let's sit down a minute, son. Now then, what's this all about?
Do I have to tell you?
No, but I'd like you to. I'd like to have some sort of explanation to give Gramps. He's expecting to take you to the party.
I can't explain to him.
Or to me.
I don't want to go. I don't belong.
Because you have no father?
Well, Gramps is swell, but this is a father and son party. He's not my father. And I'm not his son. I just don't want to go.
You don't have to go, dear.
But I do. On account of Higgy. He called me a mama's boy. He said I didn't belong at the party. So I gotta go. I gotta prove that he's not scaring me away. I can't chicken out. You understand, don't you, Mom?
I think I do.
So if I gotta go, I'd rather go alone. That's okay, isn't it?
Sure, it's okay. Anything you want to do is 100% okay.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks so much for coming out. I just couldn't get away.
I don't get up here often enough. The country minister has a widely separated flock.
Oh, come on in.
Thank you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Jeff.
Yeah, I guessed you'd given up baseball some years ago.
No, you wouldn't think so if you could see me shagging flies out in the field with the boys. When they need another outfielder.
I used to play a very fair first base. Call me sometime.
I've never liked women who hollered for help when they couldn't face their problems.
Well, if no one needed help on problems, I'd be looking for another job. Seems to me that's what ministers are for.
Well, I shouldn't need somebody to pat me on the head and tell me that everything will be all right.
Well, I can't tell you that everything's going to be all right until I know what's wrong.
Jeff.
Of course.
Oh, not that he's done anything wrong.
No, don't apologize for Jeff.
Protective instinct. No, there's no need to apologize. Jeff hasn't done anything, but something's been done to him. I knew this would happen someday, and now it has. Jeff's bumped his head against the fact that his father is dead, and he's hurt.
What brought this on?
The father and son party. Dad was going to take him, but all of a sudden, Jeff balked. Seems that one of the youngsters called him a mama's boy and told him that he didn't belong at the party. Now he doesn't want to go, but he's afraid he'll lose face if he isn't there. So he's going alone.
Well, no harm in that.
Well, no harm, but it sets him apart. After all, he has no father. Even though I've tried to be... There I go again. Half feeling sorry for myself and half patting myself on the back.
You're about to say that you tried to be both mother and father to him. I think that's wrong, Ellen. I've been wondering when you were going to think of another father for Jeff. But in the meantime, you've been a good mother. And that's a full-time job. Don't attempt the impossible. All you can hope to do, and you've done it very well, is to make Jeff realize how lucky he is to have a mother like you.
No wishing for the moon, huh?
It doesn't help much.
Well, I feel better, I think. I'm going to holler for help more often. Well, do I send him to the party alone?
You're in charge of the refreshments, aren't you? Oh, when you bring them, why don't you drop Jeff at the party?
And then what?
I've got the glimmering of an idea. First, I'll have to talk to some of the men who are going to be there, and I'll phone you tomorrow morning.
Is there any special formula for saying thank you to a minister who's eased your mind a great deal?
Have to think that over, too. Let you know tomorrow when I phone you.
Oh, I'll be waiting. Dear. Sounds like they're having a good time. Jenna. And leave.
I don't know why I should do all of the work and you have all of the fun. You think a mother could spy on the father and son party? If so, I think I'd like to stay.
Sure! Yeah. Glad to have
you. Thank you.
As a matter of fact, we need a referee for some of the games of high skill, like the potato and three-legged race.
Who was going to referee?
I was stuck.
You still are. No discrimination. Count me in on the games of skill.
Please, Mom.
All right, everybody. Now grab a chair and form a circle right in here. All right, hurry up now. All right. Shh. Everybody. Now look, I want everyone to take two crackers, you see?
Here.
Two crackers. This is a contest of skill and coordination. Two crackers.
Hey, how come you're so late? I thought you'd never get here.
I got here, didn't I?
Is the ability to whistle, and that's vital. Not yet.
Testing.
Now, just two crackers. When I say go, you are all to eat your two crackers, you understand?
Two.
And the one who whistles first wins. And don't think that it's easy. All right, everybody. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right, go!
Come on, Pop.
On your marks, get set, and remember, no hands, remember, no hands. Are you ready? Go! I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm beginning to suspect we have a ringer here. How about it? Are you going to let her run off with everything?
No!
Is it really a woman's world?
Yes! No!
Legs all tied, boys?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, now remember, you have to touch the ribbon twice. On your marks, sir. You ready?
Yeah!
Go!
How's it going?
Fine, the vestibule door's open.
All right, I'll be right in.
Oh, here you are, Mom.
Thank you.
Gee, Mrs. Miller.
Yes?
You are terrific. You won everything.
Thanks, Higgy.
Hi, Mom.
Everything all right, dear?
Sure.
Did you have a nice time at the party?
It was swell.
Oh, I'm glad. Hey, Jeff, what have you got under the covers, honey?
Oh, darling.